Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Some excitement at Red Lodge today as tourists were likely taken aback when they saw an abduction taking place there in town. But the Carbon County Sheriff warned residents ahead of time not to be alarmed. It was all pretend as a film crew was in Red Lodge to capture a scene for an upcoming production. Montanans today remembering media mogul Ted Turner, not so much for his America's Cup racing and founding channels like CNN, but his lasting legacy to conservation. Turner, who passed away this week at the age of 87, was a groundbreaking rancher in Montana who advocated for raising bison, taking other steps for conservation and wise land use for his massive ranches, one there in Gallatin County, the Flying D and the Snowcrest Ranch on the Upper Ruby River, totaling over 125,000 acres. Ted Turner passing away at the age of 87. The race for Montana's Eastern Congressional District is being upended once again as State Senator Jonathan Windyboy rejoins the Democratic primary. Just weeks after dropping out amid decades-old sexual misconduct allegations, Windyboy announced yesterday he's unsuspending his campaign. In a defiant press release, the senator claimed he is the victim of a political hit job by opponent Brian Miller and criticized legislative leaders for removing him from his legislative committee assignments this week without following due process. Missoula school leaders breathing a little easier now that the final vote counts have shown a turnaround in that request for two important school funding packages. On Tuesday, it looked like the vote would split, but it turns out voters did approve two general fund levies for Missoula County Public Schools. In a statement on Wednesday, the district expressed gratitude for the community's trust, noting the investment in these 9,000 students will help build the city's future leaders and workforce. Elsewhere, it was a rough week for school funding measures. Bozeman was the only other major school district to see voters completely back financial proposals. In Kalispell, Superintendent Matt Jensen confirming the district now faces a significant budget deficit for the K-8 elementary level. And he tells the Flathead Beacon they're going to have to do some real figuring in the coming weeks. This is the Montana State News Network.
But I